The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Our buddy Sal Licata that you hear each and every day with Brandon Tierney here in the midday would like to join us. Sal, you know, for these last few weeks, the tension has been building. It has finally come, you know, to a crescendo. And Juan Soto, let's face it, he took the money, $765 from the Mets as compared to $760 from the Yankees. We all know that that 15th or 16th year, who knows if this guy's even going to be playing by the time he gets to 40, 41, 42 years of age. Bottom line is he took $5 million more from the New York Mets. Your feelings right now as a Met fan.
Hi, Ricky. Kate Cohen has delivered! Mets fans, I told you all year long this was going to happen. King Cohen would have the highest offer, Ricky. He did. Juan Soto and Boris took every penny, and now he is a New York Met. And to your point, it is the, and I'm loving every second of it, Ricky. And to your point, it's the first time. You know, the Mets needed this. They had to get the superstar player. Not only did they get the superstar player and spend the most money and all that stuff, they took him away from the New York Yankees. This is something that has never happened before in the history of the New York Mets or the battle between these two teams. The Yankees have been the big brother for years. And today, finally, Ricky, for once, little bro punched back. And Juan Soto is coming to Queens.
Sal, your reaction on the total amount of money, or is it irrelevant to you? But this is amazing. It's the biggest contract in sports history.
Here's the thing that I think is relevant here, that the Mets and Yankees were very close in the offer. You just laid it out there nicely. What was it, $3 million more a year, whatever it was, or the total?
The Mets are going to pay him $51 million a year. The Yankee offer with 1 year less would have been $47.5 million.
Yeah, or 1 year more. Didn't the Yankees go to 16 and the Mets were at 15? Whatever.
The Yankees over at 16, correct.
Right, okay, right. So one more year, so it was less per year. That is what the – like, to me, Ricky, I thought the Mets would have the highest offer. I didn't think the Yankees were going to get to where the Mets were, whether it was 750 versus 700, whether it was 7 versus 650. All year long, we talked about it. I never would have thought that it would be – under $10 million difference, and not even really even close to that, the $5 million difference overall. I never thought it would be that close and that Soto would choose the Mets.
And there are, according to reports, there are incentive clauses that will take this to more than $800 million. Now, more is coming in. Soto has an opt-out in 2029. So his first opt-out doesn't come for another 5 years. His first opt-out in this deal is in 2029. So he is baked into playing ball in Queens, Sal, here for at least five seasons.
I think that's a great point, because even at, like, I thought we were talking about these opt-outs and maybe he'd have one after 3 years. And at that point, you'd be like, all right, well, you don't want to go through this whole thing in 3 years. But in 5 years, honestly, if he chooses to opt out, A, that means he's had a tremendous 5 years. And B, it means you get to get out of the last 10 years of that contract and let somebody else pay him for his years, you know, 30 on. So I think that's a win-win. I don't think the opt-out, I think the opt-out favors, it could favor both, but I certainly think it favors the Mets. I don't think the Mets could get hurt here in this deal. The way that they'd get hurt is if Soto is performing and then he opts in. So it's not the thought of losing Juan Soto in 5 years. He's going to be here for the key years of his prime at age 26 starting next season for the next 5 years, and that's all that matters.
Sal, as you just mentioned, this is a turning point, the turning point in the 60-odd years of the existence of the franchise of the New York Mets. You know, Reggie Jackson went to the Yankees. Do I need to go down the list of the all-time greats that either came through the Yankee system or decided to play in the Bronx as free agents or as being acquired in trades? For the first time, I think Met fans tonight can look at themselves in the mirror and say, as you just expressed so elegantly, we finally did something to top the dreaded, for Met fans, the team across the river in the Bronx. How big, not just the fact that this baseball player is now on your team, but the mere fact that the Mets can finally say that they beat the Yankees at something, how important is that?
It had to happen. If it was not now, Ricky, it was never. It's why I've been banging that drum for over a year. It had to happen. You could see this coming. Cohen takes over Mets ownership. He's itching to spend that money. He's smart about it. He's not going to give it away on certain guys. He wanted Yamamoto last year. Yamamoto played him. He wanted Juan Soto this year. You knew he was going to be eyeing him, valuing OPS and getting on base and the ability to play in New York and the ability to hit in the clutch and perform in the postseason. Juan Soto, it's why Brian Cashman traded for him a year ago. He's as sure thing as you could possibly bet on. So a brilliant businessman like Steve Cohen is looking to invest his billions of dollars. He's going to do it on as sure thing as possible. This had to be the guy. There's nobody next year. There's nobody the year after that. This had to be the move. It was the perfect storm. He couldn't lose out. Even if it meant Soto going back to the Yankees, which most people expected once you have the pinstripes on, the power of the pinstripes. And he didn't. He didn't go back to the Yankees. He chose the Mets. This had to happen for the Mets to kick the door in. And now, Ricky, honestly, like, this is going to be great. Mets fans are going to love it all night long, all week long. But the reality is, this was step one. Now the Mets are coming to play at the big boy table. And now to really put the Yankees in their place or you know, take precedent over the Yankees, now they have to win. And they have to have sustained success. That's the hard part. But this is a huge, huge first big blow that Steve Cohen has delivered to the Yankees, that the Mets will not accept being second citizen anymore.
All right, Mike Puma is also reporting $75 million signing bonus. Sal, $75 million just for putting his name on the dotted line.
I don't think the Yanks were going to do that, so now we might have some clarity as to why. Now, I don't know that, Ricky, but that could be where we're looking at the real difference there, right? Where you get, we'll find out if the Yanks had a bonus on the table, but a $75 million signing bonus is pretty significant. Maybe that could be the big difference in money, where as opposed to the, just the contract, didn't seem to be that much between the two teams.
Well, I can only imagine tomorrow on your program with Brandon, you're going to have the one-up, my friend, for a good
BT,
long time.
Buckle up, baby! Little Buddy's coming, and I'm coming in hot! King Cohen delivered! Thank you, Ricky!
Sal Licata rejoicing, as I imagine Met fans all over the world are right now.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.